whiff of something strange coming from outside. It's like a combination of exhaust fumes, hair tonic, and really cheap cologne.
Hello, wage slaves. Bob's back.
That explains it.
Long time no see. Kind of your life story, huh?
Times like this, I don't mind.
Hello, Reggie.
Why are you here, Bob?
I was in the neighborhood.
I meant to unearth.
Nah, admit it, Slim. You haven't been able to stop thinking about me since high school.
Bob, I never think about you. Not when you're here, not when you're not here. Never. I'm not even thinking about you right now.
Seems like you're spending an awful lot of time not thinking about me. I like that.
All right, just a word of warning. Don't anybody start bitching about what a lousy night you had, because I guarantee you mine was worse.
Hey, Slick, we were in the middle of a conversation here.
No, we weren't. I never thought I'd say these words, but go on, Becker.
I come home last night. My apartment door is wide open. Turns out somebody robbed me.
Oh, no.
What would they get?
The only thing I have worth stealing, my computer. Coffee to go, please?
Sure. Sorry, Becker.
Well, did you call the police?
No, I felt this was a job for the Rockettes. Police were no help at all.
Well, did you slip the cop $10?
What?
Whenever I deal with them, I always grease the guy.
I'm guessing you grease everything you touch.
Hey, little Stevie, no one asked you. Look, if you don't want to get screwed, you got to learn how to finagle the system. Case in point. Don't be a sap and tell the insurance company it was just your computer that got stolen.
But it was just my computer.
No, it was your computer, your CD player, your grandmother's jewelry, and that brand new set of golf clubs.
So your brilliant advice is to cheat the insurance company, is that it?
Last time Bob got robbed, he reported everything missing but the Hubble telescope.
Now, I hate to say it, John, but the little ferret does make a point. Sometimes it takes a little creative accounting to get what's rightfully yours.
You sound like you're talking from experience, Jake.
What, me? Oh, never.
Oh, please. I've seen you count your register. Half that cash goes right in your pocket.
Well, look, the government's always giving money to people with disabilities. I'm just cutting out the middleman. But speaking of cheating, let's talk about your famous veal cutlet sandwich.
Jake.
Oh, I eat that all the time. Well, what's wrong with the veal?
It's turkey.
Oh, Reg.
Well, I couldn't stand to think of those cute little calves and how awfully they're treated, so I made a substitution.
Yeah, what's humanitarian about charging veal prices for a turkey sandwich?
Hey, you're getting a veal cutlet for $4.95. Quit bitching.
Here, I thought this was a nice little diner. Turns out it's a den of thieves.
Now, come on, John. Lighten up, would you?
Yeah, Becker, everybody does it.
Now, you see, that's what's wrong with the world. Everybody says everybody does it, so everybody does it. Well, not everybody does it, because I don't.
Yeah. Save it for the tourists. Look, if you want a new computer, no questions asked, I know a guy.
Haven't you heard a word I said? I'm not that kind of guy.
You don't have to be. My guy's that kind of a guy.
New rule, Bob. From now on, you must be this tall to talk to me. You got that?
Look, you want the computer or not?
What time's the insurance agent supposed to be here?
All she said was sometime this morning. Just relax.
That's easy for you to say. Have you ever been robbed?
Oh, please. I have lived in New York my whole life. I was held up on prom night by my date.
Dr. Becker, I just want you to know that I feel your pain.
Thank you, Linda.
You must feel so violated. I mean, someone was in your home, touching your stuff, doing God knows what to all your private things. How can you even feel safe to go to sleep at night knowing that not only was someone there, but that they might come back?
Don't you ever stop and think what you're about to say before you start talking?
No, I like to hear it for the first time with everyone else.
Excuse me. I'm Susan Fox from Evergreen Insurance. Are you Dr. Becker?
Yes, John Becker. Thank you so much for coming. Can't tell you how anxious I am to get this settled.
Well, I'm glad to be able to help. At Evergreen Insurance, we pride ourselves on being there when you need us.
Oh, that's great. Sit down.
Thank you.
See, I got my original receipt for the computer. So you can see I spent $2,000. Over here is the police report.
Well, you're certainly very organized, Doctor, and I would like to compliment you on your honesty. A lot of people try to inflate their losses to take advantage of the big, bad insurance company.
Well, thank you. You know, I believe in playing by the rules.
All right. Well, it says here that with depreciation, your computer today would be worth $500.
Whoa. I spent $2,000. I can't accept a check for $500.
Oh, I'm so glad you said that, because most people forget about their deductible. Yours is $100, so I'm prepared to authorize a check for $400.
What? How am I supposed to get a new computer for that? I mean, what kind of scam are you people running?
Oh, I know. It's just terrible, isn't it? If ever there was a business in need of serious reform, it's ours.
How am I supposed to replace a computer for $400?
Well, you know, it's interesting that you bring that up, actually, because I could offer you more comprehensive coverage.
Oh, hold on. After burning me on my old policy, you're actually trying to sell me on a new one?
Oh, I know. I just can't help myself.
Well, this is ridiculous. I'm not going to take this. Yeah, I'm going to sue you people. I happen to have a very aggressive lawyer.
Just one.
So, Reggie, when are you going to stop circling the airport and let Bob bring you in for a landing?
I must have done something awful in a previous life to deserve this.
Yeah, but what did I do?
Bob, let me ask you something. What does your wife say about you coming in here and hitting on me?
Due to a recent collagen incident, Bob's wife is a little hard to understand.
I swear, you could stick your hand into a puddle of swamp water and still come up with a higher form of life than your average electronic store salesman.
For those of you playing along at home, the topic today is electronic stores.
Yeah, I have been to every discount store in this city looking for a computer for the lousy $400 insurance company gave me. I've been to Crazy Ockman's, Crazy Itzhak's, Crazy Pablo. You know, if you're insane and you went through Ellis Island, I've been in your store today.
You screwed yourself, Becker. I told you to pad your insurance claim.
Well, excuse me for trying to play by the rules.
The only problem with playing by the rules is you end up playing with yourself.
Bob is touched by your tale of human misery.
Bob, don't be touched by me, and more importantly, don't touch me.
Understood? So please allow Bob to reiterate his offer to put you in touch with Bob's guy.
So you're offering me a computer that just fell off the truck, is that right?
All I'm saying is, my guy will get you exactly what you need for precisely the 400 shekels you have to spend. No questions asked.
The computer's hot, isn't it?
Perhaps we need to review the concept of no questions asked.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Fine. If you want to be the last schmuck in Schmuckville, go ahead. If, on the other hand, you want a brand new, state-of-the-art computer for $400, I can make that happen. What's it gonna be? Yes or no?
Yes.
I'm coming.
Hey, Slick!
Oh, jeez.
Open up, will you? I got your computer!
Hey, just shut up and get in here, will
you? I got everything you need here. I think you're gonna be very happy.
Look, Bob, I'm not feeling so good about... Oh, wow. That's a 450. That's top of the line.
I'm like Domino's. It's here, it's hot, guaranteed.
Let me just get your check here. Hey, stay out here where I can see you, will you?
Yeah, I thought doctors lived better than this. Hell, I thought hostages lived better than this.
There you go.
Pleasure doing business with you. So, Doc, you know how to set up one of these things?
No, but I'm sure you got a guy for that, too.
Yeah, right? You're looking at him. Once Bob found out there was such a thing as a lesbian chat room, he learned about computers real quick.
Bob, you don't have to do this.
Look, forget it. I'll have you up and running before you can say hi. My name is Bob, a 16-year-old girl experimenting with her sexuality. Desk okay?
Yeah, it was, yeah.
This will only take a couple of hours, but meanwhile, Bob's feeling a bit peckish. Want to pass me a slice of that pizza? Great. Oh, cold. Stick that in the microwave, will you, Ichabod?
Mrs. Udelson, the doctor wants you to use this ointment 3 times a day and call us in a week if there's no change, okay?
Yeah, all right, yeah.
Linda, would you walk Mrs. Udelson to the door?
Linda.
Right this way, Mrs. Udelson.
Yeah, okay, okay.
Oh, John, you got a strange message from some guy named Bob. He wanted to know if you were free tonight. Something about dinner and a nude ice review.
Throw it away.
Are these two separate things, or do the skaters actually serve dinner? Because...
Margaret, just toss it, will you? Who's next?
You have a new patient in 1. Oh, and if you're still going computer shopping this afternoon, I saw some good sales in the paper.
Oh, yeah, I already came up a great deal on a computer. Thanks. Thanks very much.
Oh, really? Because I'm looking for one for my nephew. What store did you go to?
Well, it wasn't actually a store, Margaret. It was more of a warehouse club membership kind of thing, you know. For doctors only. I'm sorry. I'd love to, you know.
For doctors only?
Yeah.
I never heard of such a thing. What are you talking about?
All right. Look, it's not exactly a place. It's... See, I got it from a guy who knows a guy who knows...
You bought a hot computer!
I don't know that! I was very careful about not knowing that, and I know it's wrong, so don't give me that look. And don't you make that sound. Oh, great. There it is, the sigh. You know, I hate that. Oh, the head shake? Oh, that's great. That's good. You know something? Just stop lecturing me, Margaret.
Damn, I'm good.
Mrs. Udelson, would it help if I dangled a social security check in front of you?
Hi, I'm Dr. Becker. Sorry I'm late. And you are Mr....
Is that really important?
Well, no, I guess not. Well, what seems to be the problem?
I got rear-ended by a cab. Need one of them collars for around my neck.
All right. Let's check it out. Where does it hurt?
Where should I say it hurts?
Well, does it hurt when you move your head?
I don't know. Does it?
Does it what?
Does it hurt?
You tell me.
How am I supposed to know?
Look, I'm trying to find out what's wrong with your neck.
Just tell me where it should hurt, and that's what I'll say.
What the hell's going on here?
Whoa, what's your problem? Bob said you know how the game was played.
Bob? Bob sent you in here?
He thought we could help each other out. You phony up a claim, I go to court, ow, wow, wow, we all make a few bucks.
Yeah. Come on, get out of here. Come on, get the hell out of here. I don't want to see you in this office again. Hey, anyone else is in here because of a guy named Bob. I want you to leave right now.
I forgot my purse.
Don't move. I'll get it.
Make it quick. I gotta run.
What's up, Jake? Reggie, I'll have the usual.
Okay, glass of orange juice that I spit in.
As close to a kiss as I've ever gotten. So, has my good friend John been in today? Because I picked us up a couple of Yankee tickets for Saturday.
You're hanging out with John Becker?
Yeah. In fact, I was over his apartment last night. We shared a pizza.
John Becker.
Yeah, we're becoming very tight.
Wait, John Becker, John Becker?
What, are you deaf too? Look, just tell him I was in here looking for him. See you, Slim. Hawkeye.
Why in the world would Becker be friends with Bob?
John is a doctor. Maybe he's conducting some sort of medical experiment and thought using a rat was too cruel.
Or Becker has a roach problem and he brought Bob in as a technical consultant.
Or maybe we're forgetting that Bob is a weaselly little liar and we shouldn't believe a word he said.
Let's go with that
yeah,
one.
Yes.
If you guys seen Bob in here today, I gotta talk to him.
Reg, I'm scared.
What's going on? You're friends with Bob.
Oh, no, hell no. No, he just came by my apartment the other night to drop off a computer. Yes, a hot computer. I let his guy get it for me. Before you say anything, I know it was wrong. I know it goes against everything I said in here the other day, which makes me look like a hypocrite, but I did it, and I'm just gonna have to live with it.
You let Bob in your house?
That's not the half of it. Now he's dropping by, he's calling me, and worst of all, he's sending me phony patients. That little weasel thinks just because I let him get me one hot computer, I'm going to let him corrupt my entire medical practice, you know? He's got another think coming.
You let him in your house?
Reg, I really need to talk to him. Do you have his telephone number?
Yeah, I got it right here in a little locket I wear next to my heart.
Damn it. You know, I'm not going to let this guy ruin my reputation. I know. I'll leave him a message in the lesbian chat room.
Hey, what's up, Sparky?
Where are you going?
I'm gonna grab myself a beer. I hope you went shopping, because I thought you had last time I wouldn't shampoo my dog with that.
Hey. Come here. We need to talk. Sit down here.
What about?
Us.
Huh?
You and me, you know, what's going on between us?
What?
About our relationship. See, I don't think you're clear about what I'm looking for.
Oh, my God, you're gay.
What?
Look, Nancy, Bob is strictly hetero, with a capital O. Besides, I don't find you the least bit attractive.
Bob.
Although there was that day in the diner you had on a blue sweater and those khakis.
Hey, Bob, shut up, will you? What I'm trying to say is I don't want you telling people we're buddies, you know? And I don't want you sending any more phony patients to my office. And I know I asked you for this, but I want you to take this computer back to your guy.
I can't do that. It's kind of all sales are final.
I don't care what it was. I want this stolen computer out of my life.
All right, look. Computer's not stolen. I bought it retail.
What?
I didn't have time to get you a deal. I had to get the scam moving.
What are you talking about?
This wasn't about being buddies with you. I got enough friends without hanging out with some gay doctor in the Bronx. I did it to get closer to Reggie. I figured if you liked me, maybe I wouldn't seem so bad to her.
You know, without a doubt, you are out of your freaking mind. I'm gonna pay you for this computer, and I want you to get the hell out of here.
Suit yourself. With tax and extended warranty, less the $400 you gave me, that would be $3,156.72.
What? I could have gotten that for $2,600. You got screwed.
No, I didn't. You did.
All right, you know, Reggie's never gonna go out with you. I mean, for starters, you're married.
Yeah, there's married and there's married. My wife's total lack of interest in me affords a certain amount of wiggle room.
Fine, you know, whatever. But yeah, even you admit she hates you. I mean, Reggie, you know, of all women, why her?
All right. I'll tell you. All the time we were growing up, she was the prettiest, the most popular. Out of all the women I never had a shot at, she's the one I never had a shot at the most. And understand, I had a lot less going for me then than I do now.
Yeah, I find that hard to imagine.
So then when she came back to town, I'm doing better. She's doing worse. So I figure, maybe now I got a shot. Don't you see? Reggie was like the moon. When Bob was a kid, the moon was the one place you could never go. Then all of a sudden, there's guys up there hitting golf balls. So I figure, if they can do the impossible, why can't I?
Bob, go dream somewhere else, will you? Next time you have a scam, don't involve me in it. Now go.
That's it?
Yeah, that's it.
You know, I stood here and I really opened up. Let myself be vulnerable. And I shared feelings I never shared with anybody else. But I guess someone like me doesn't matter much to someone like you. You're a hard man, Becker. You act like I didn't get to you at all.
Wait. All right, you got to me. A little.
Thanks, Doc. So you think if I use that moon bit on Reggie, she'd go for it? Because if not, I got like this whole Mount Everest thing I'm working on.
Go on, get out.
your cushions ready at 5 to 12 because it's Halloween King of Queens style and things might get a bit scary. First up though, perverse pubescent performance on Paramount in our Friday night film, Porky's. Mm-hmm.